Chavov, Sif Yud Aleph. Merchatz Shesosmoy Nekovov Me'erb Shabbos. So there, you have the heating unit below. The heat comes up, and it heats. So we block the heat vents, which bring the heat inside. You're allowed to use that merchitz. If you blocked up the vents, you can use it on Shabbos because Motzi Shabbos because it wasn't really heated on Shabbos. All the heating was that whatever heat is there is in the water is not from, you blocked the vents coming in through with the heat in the water. Even though there was nobody involved in heating it on Shabbos, they put wood there into the big fire Erev Shabbos, and they walked away, and then it's heating over Shabbos. Circle Hampton there, but we don't want the person stoking the fire from before Shabbos and heating, having the water heat over Shabbos, because he might go and stoke the flame. Therefore, they said you can't use it until Shabbos until B'chdesh Yehus. You Laman Aleph. So cut Laman Aleph. So Shasim Nekabav. Oysen Nekabav Mishem Erchitz Mitzchavam Yedeim. The vents, the holes literally, where the heat comes in and heats the water. She'or Nisek is B'chutz Mitachtov. The fire is burning outside of the Merchitz or beneath the Merchitz. Exactly, if you want to pick the architecture, I'm not 100% sure exactly what the architecture looks like. Okay, now, they had winter rooms. There was they didn't have central heating. They didn't have, so the house was tremendously difficult to keep warm. So they would have some places. They would have a winter room, which they would keep that main at the main room, which is heated, and you basically do all your stuff around that room. So one of the ways they would do that was they would have a two-floor, two rooms, one on top of the other, and you'd have the heat going on the bottom one. You put the heater in the bottom one, the oven, whatever it is, and would heat the room above because the heat rises. The cup yesh karas barzel esteem is heaven. And sometimes the vents where the heat would come through would have something to block it, like a metal plate or something like that. We're knowing that you're allowed to open those in Shabbos. It wasn't the case of Merchatz, because all there was Merchatz. If you block the holes before Shabbos, didn't heat on Shabbos. So you can use it on Motzei Shabbos right away. If it was questionable, you weren't sure if it was pokuk in the kovav. And Leil b'simishin chafes of Zion over there, he said in a case where you have a sofik, if this you're being the henna from melechus from melacha done on Shabbos b'isur. So here is the case of Sofik. So what we were knowing was you can't use it on the day, but the Erev, the evening is Machloikas, whether they asked the Isra of B'chdesh Yehos, so they asked it. That's Machloikas.
How are we translating Pakuk?
Pakuk is block. Shemeel of Hukam B'Shabbos, Ayyadeh Shidin Nosab Eitzim Mir B'Shabbos Mibanyam. It heated up by itself, on its own. There's no active heating. You put wood there before Shabbos and heat it up. That you know how to do because Shem Yechatu v'Cholim, he might come and stir the coals. Give the Osu Chazal, Las Eskein. Chazal said you cannot heat it from before Shabbos into Shabbos. Fichot Tzarach LaHamtim Motzei Shabbos Kodesh Shiyeos. So you have to wait Motzei Shabbos not to benefit from what he did. The time of Kodesh Shiyeos. Kodesh LaYasakein B'Pamacheres. You won't do it again. So you in the cover of that you will not do it again another time, leaving the holes open and the vents open, and then in that case he might come to chitus. So Chazal said, you know what, you can't benefit, therefore you're not going to be motivated to do this. Sif Yud Beis. Also, the Kodas the Merchats Afilal Hazir. This of going to into Merchats applies not only to the person going in there to wash oneself, but a person can't even go in there to just use the sauna to sweat. Also, not only can you not go there with intention to sweat, you can't even walk through there in a place where you can't walk through the sauna room to get to the you know to the outs the other you know shortcut. Okay. Mamet hay, Mishabra Sakatlamat hay, Philazia. And they over Avera. What was the problem of the Hazia? The third is what Xera we worried about over here. What the Teretz is, because also there was a practical problem. We had people who were doing who were playing games. Which we already said before is also you can't wash on Shabbos your body in water which was heated from before Shabbos. What are you doing? He said, no, I just came in for the sauna. They would, you know, hide themselves and claim they were just doing the sauna. Also, you know what, you can't do the sauna either, therefore there's nothing to hide behind. But if your goal is just to walk through, your intent is not to actively go there to be mazia to sweat. So according to the first opinion, it's mutter. Filim America's cotton, then offish havle, shibavali is even, but it's definitely going to sweat. It's a small America, it's in a lot of heat and a lot of steam, so it's definitely going to cause them to sweat. Still, it's according to the first opinion, if that's not your intent, it's mutter. Second opinion says, no, if you can't go through even B'malkam Shechol Aziyah, Hanosh HaMerech, it's Kotem. The Nofesh Havli Maziyah, it's definitely going to happen. Also, B'Shenem Miskavim L'Chak. Even though it wasn't your intent, it's also, according to this. The day is so. Ha'olam Mibesa Tvila, people go to the Mikvah, the Heter, B'Lavshim B'Day B'Merech, it's B'Shabbos, and then they get dressed. They shouldn't stick around because there's potential for Zaya happening. By the time the morning comes, the water cools off. At the night time, it's almost impossible to be Mekayim the Shita. I mean, you know, you can't go in. Therefore, Lin Tfilas Noshim. When we go to mikvah, they're relying on the first opinion because the tefillah and the merakas were the same. The heat was there would cause zeya.
So the zeya is some sort of iser of refuah.
It's all like zero. People were playing games.
There's something they would wait around and then hop in the bathtub, basically.
Right, when nobody was looking, and they claimed we just came in for the zeya purpose. So Chazal said you can't do Zayah.
So, I mean, but with that thing, like, there's so many other ways that people could also get around other issues. So, what was it some sort of...
This happened. This was a problem which actually happened. It wasn't we were, you know, Chazal made an Isser of Rechitz and this happened. So Chazal added this into the Isser.
So does this apply to Zayah elsewhere, or is it just in reference to a bathhouse or something?
As far as I know, it was in the bathhouse.
So getting sweaty on Shabbat is not...
No, there's another issue which is talking about we'll talk later on, about there is a separate question of exercise. That's a separate question. We shall see. Okay. Yud Gimel. Ir she Yisoba in Yehudim Dorimbo. It's a city, there's the public bathhouse. the city itself is compromised between Jews and non-Jews. V'yesh b'merchatz v'chetzes b'shabbos. There's the merchatz which is being used and heated on Shabbos, etc. By goy. So, are you allowed to use it Matzah Shabbos? Right away. Im roiv enem Yehudim mutalichas b'ba Matzah Shabbos miyat. If the majority of the people in the city are not Jewish, we say that the act of heating the water on Shabbos was done for the goyim. So you're allowed to use it Matzah Shabbos right away. Im roiv Yisrael. Vafilu mechsa mechsa. Roiv Jews are 50-50. Also Matzah Shabbos at shikrei sheyucham. So then we assume it's being heated for the Jews, who are the majority. And therefore you cannot benefit from it. You have to wait after Shabbos, so the time would take to heat it up. Lamed Zion. The Shabbos. So this merchatz is going on Shabbos. Near the Rebusa Nokin. Mishmur says there's a chiddush here. Da'afsha b'Shabbos gufa mistama rechsin by enemy hudim. Jews aren't using it on Shabbos. So it's a pretty clear raya. It's a pretty clear proof that the bathhouse attendant is doing it for the goyim. So even if it's a majority Jewish, but that which he heats on Shabbos is not for the Jews; it's for the goyim who are going to come Saturday morning and take their bath. No, given the mishmotzi Shabbos rests by Rav Yisrael. You can't allow it to use it in Matzah Shabbos immediately, because he heats it through the day, and you're heating it during the day. That should be warm for the nighttime, when all the Jews are going to pile in. And the majority of the city is Jewish, so that's a problem. In Rabbi Yehuda. Now, and Tol B'Roiv D'Yura here. The issue here isn't the majority of the people which actually live in the city. The criteria is people who use this merchatz and Matzah Shabbos. You're heating the bath is saying, well, we have on Saturday night X amount of people, I'm heating them up for those people. Who are those people? If the majority is not Jewish, it's mutter. If it's Jewish, it's awesome. Even 50-50. The fill of the mekilim le'elbasim and shin chafesiv zayin. When you saw v'kim nasa malacha b'shul Yisrael b'shul Yehuda Yehudi, we said before there's a machloikis in simon shin chafei. If we're not sure if it was done for the Jew or not, then Amos Shabbos you'll let him use it right away. Hachas also the came in the hemechsa b'shul shneim nasa. It's not a suffix. 50-50 is not pshat. It's a suffix. 50-50 we don't know who did it for. It's not the pshat. 50-50 means we did it for both. Because we did it for both groups are equal. We're doing it for both groups. We're doing it for the Jews. Okay, Ashkei Sheyucham. Roslamer Kadei Sheyucham will come in the time it would take to heat up the hot water to put in. Now the Sharetzin and Sivkat and Chabzayin adds in the Gemara Taka says this point. Maybe they heat it up right away. The governor of the town, the prince, whatever it is, who has a lot of avodim, decided he wants to take something Matzah Shabbos, and it wasn't warm enough to his liking, so he brought in his own servants, and they heated up the whole process, and they did it very quickly. So you're allowed to, if that's a real bona fide possibility, you're allowed to say that that's possible, that's what happened, and therefore it's mutter. So that's now the Mishabura points out that the Beis Yosef Hishman that the Pesach Kedasa Mechirin Lamad. The Beis Yosef does not mention that opinion. Simen Shein Chaf Zayin. Dine Sicha B'Shabbos. So what is a person allowed to do in regards to putting on oils on Shabbos? HaKoshesh B'Mosnov. person has a pain in his thigh, but that was lo yosuch shemen v'chametz. A person can't smear on a combination of oil and vinegar. So there's a refuah problem over here, because in general, when a person would anoint himself, they used to use oil just to smell nice, etc. So we'll see as he continues along. If it's done in a way which looks like he's doing it possibly just for regular purposes, it didn't answer, even though you're getting a refuah benefit. But if it's obvious it's for refuah, then it's also. So the combination of shemen together with vinegar is also, because they never do that for regular purposes, only for refuah. You can use regular oil, and that's fine, because people rub in oil, that's nothing wrong with that. Avolo shemen verid, not shemen verid. However you translate verid, lily, rose. Shem the mucha milsa the refuah covered. They used to use shemen verid for refuah purposes. It was an expensive type of an oil, and you wouldn't use it just for anointing. It was too expensive for that. They would use it for refuah. And therefore,
I thought verid's a rose.
Some say it's a rose. Some say it's translated a lily. Whatever it is. Yeah. But if you're living in a place where shemen verid was very accessible, very available, people would put it on. It wasn't so expensive over there, so they would use it just for regular anointing, not only for refuah purposes. So then it's not obvious it's only for refuah. So then it's mutter.
Is putting on fragrances the same thing as sicha?
Fragrances, you mean like a deodorant?
Cologne, yeah. Well, deodorant, if it's getting rubbed, but I mean just like wearing, like putting cologne on your clothing. Is that mishum sicha that it's an issue, or it's...
There's an issue of merlid reach. You can't generate a smell, a nice smell in a garment. There's no issue of merlid reach on the body. There's issue of merlid reach on a garment. I can't spray a garment with any type of...
And that's
Mishum Noilad
or
Mishum Sihah? Isser of Merlad. It goes into Isser of... That Isser of Merlad, you're making new things, you know, that uh-huh. You know that Isser looks like Malach, looks like you're making something, Tikkun in the bag, type of a sort.
And Sihah Dafka has to have a smearing aspect to it? It's not... Or it's just stop putting it on?
Even just putting it on, right. Hagom, Mokam Shein Noeg and Losuch B'Shem and Kim Refuah. Now, this also works the other direction. That if around here, nobody puts on oil normally. Bizman Chazal, they used to use oil all the time. They used to use oil. They used to wash their hands off with oil. Like after a meal, the way you would make your hands clean was rub some oil on them, so you would get rid of you would replace the grease of the meal with, you know, some nice smelling oil. That was how you used to wash your hands. So oil was a very common thing. We don't use oil nowadays except for refuah. So then it's obvious doing it for refuah, so it's awesome. Okay. Zog to Mishabura, Sivkot and Aleph. Shemen v'chemetz. Hatam. Dein derech losuch b'shtem yachad, el refuah. Combining oil with vinegar and anointing oneself was only done for refuah purposes. Chomili dehu l'refuah, asur b'shem rabbonim. Doing for refuah purposes, Chazal prohibited. Because if we allow refuah, people will come to grind herbs. Because of the malach of teichin. So, since they used to, the picture in every single pharmacy still has, you have the mortar and the pestle, because once upon a time you went to the apothecary and he ground it for you. Right? That's what he did. He did the malach of teichin for you.
What's apothecary?
Pharmacy. Okay. It's an English word. Because she calls the Simon Shin Chav Ches. Okay.
I thought Rabbi was just pronouncing it, you know, like with modern, because I thought it was Pasakari.
Okay, so the Dad of Yerusha Seno, the Mishnah, became Rabbi Nachananel, the Rif Ramam, Isa Yain, the Chaimitz, Banner Philo Bechel Mehim. So their Gersa was wine or Chaimitz. And either one of those, you don't normally pour wine on your body except or vinegar on your body except for refuah purposes. So it's a different point that it wasn't the combination of shemen and chametz together, or wine and chametz together, means either one was a problem. Shemen Levadai, if you want to put on oil by itself, the Gam Derek Habriyim lost the Chesay, will admit Kreshul Rafua. Even people which are healthy would put oil on. So it's not obvious you're doing it for Rafua purposes. Even you want to put it on a person who has a wound, you want to put some oil there to soften it, etc. Which means you're doing it for some element of Rafua. But again, since it was a derech, in those days it was a derech to put oil on in general, it's not obvious you're doing it for Rafua, they did not ask for it. Okay, Gimel, the Mucha Milsa, Shadom of Yukarim, Shemin Verid, however, which is expensive, Venodim Sochus El Rafua, people will not use it just for a regular anointing, they only use it for Rafua. It's obvious it's for Rafua, it's Osir. Even if you want the goy should be putting it on you, you can't have him do it for you if, unless the person is so ill that he's taken to bed. As long as he's still strong enough, he can walk around like a health. You know, even if he's sick, that's why he's doing it. The pain in his mosnov and his thigh is a pain, but it wasn't to the point where he can still walk around. He didn't go to bed because of it. Because once the person takes the bed because of the illness, because our matter, this is this gzeira, you're allowed to take medicine. Nowadays, all shemen is also, because we only do it for a fuah. Shemachi also lost with shemen, but medina seno harosh. The person has chatatim with some type of bumps or painful bumps on a person's head, and they used to put oil on it to soothe it. So you can't put oil on nowadays because we only put oil for refuah purposes. He has some type of a napach is it's puffing up, so it's like a blister or something like that side. Also, losuk b'shemen bin yinaseinu. You can't use shemen in our where we are because we only use it for refuah purposes. Ubechelev shuman, using not oil but rather the tallow of or the fats of the animal.
Rabbi, did it change anything that now people like? It's very common, like nowadays, very common to use oils for like massages and stuff like that. It's not for refuah. I mean.
It probably would. It potentially would, which could change the law, make it mutter again. But tchela b'shuman is also b'chol mokum. B'shuman the nitzach v'nimas b'havid noilut. They would take the animal fat and rub it on. As you're rubbing it on, it melts, goes from being a semi-solid to being a liquid. So that's a problem of noilut. You're making this thing melt. K'del b'shemishin chavov siv yud b'hagav. We mentioned that before regards to using that for soap.
Three items. Halacha ma'isa. They have like bug repellent sprays and oils. Would that fall into the cat? And also, I guess sunblock, a liquidy sunblock. Those are not for refuel purposes, but they're for, I guess, health convenience
prevention.
Right. So. If it's not, in other words, remember, there's no issue putting oil on. This is putting oil on for refuah.
Yeah.
So, anything which the person theoretically, my first answer should be mutter. Mm-hmm. The one issue we'll see later on, we'll get to Shem Shem Chav Ches, talks about, in other words, a boy wants to take a medication, he's not to take a medication, because Chazal said, we're afraid the guy's going to grind it. So they say, well, like, so a person who's talking, not feeling well, he might come to grind. A person who's a bori, if it's available, it's available. It's not available, I'm going to go grind it. I don't need it anyway. So you want to take it, because hey, like, you know, like, what's the difference? So the gzeir, the person's going to forget, because it's so important to him, it's only shocked by a person who's ill. A person's totally ill, because our matter. A person's totally healthy, so what's the problem? The problem is the guy in the middle. So then the question now becomes, if I have a reason why I want to do it, even though I'm a Bori, the reason why I want to do it, which is compelling, and therefore I have the same gezera, I might come to be forget myself and grind it because I really need this. Would that go into the gezera? So much of the question of taking vitamins. So a person taking vitamins is totally healthy, just takes vitamins because, like, why not take vitamins? Fine. Person, the doctor says, listen, I don't want you to get sick because you have potential of having a problem with your vitamin D. You must take a lot of vitamin D. He's healthy right now. He's not ill. But for him, the vitamin D is not just a nice thing. He needs a vitamin D. So that'll be a problem. So I guess if you're in a place where, like, bug repellent is, like,
malaria or something, right?
Right. You know, I think you're going to have a problem. The case is like, nish. Like, so you wouldn't have a problem.
It's not for
if it's preventative, which has a element of being compelling, I need that prevention. Not that I want it, I need it. It's important to me, the prevention, to the point where a person might forget himself and grind. That all went to the gzera of, I mean, again, for protecting your health. That's all part of gzera's refuah also.
And how about dealing with baby rashes, with, I don't know, baby oils, things like that?
So assuming that it's oil, so there's no malacha of mamarik and all sorts of things. The tzarech of a child is considered like a chayla. For a chayla, it's mutter. Once a person's enough of the mishka, if he's so sick that he takes to bed, he's allowed to take medication. Mm-hmm. We deal with this the needs of a child that, like, he's a chayla
all the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's oil, not like cream.
Right. This is about oil. Right.
That's where you don't do any shmer, you just put it on? Like, there's no machik involved?
No, it's unless you have, like, baby oil. It's like a little, it's called Johnson baby oil. It's mamish an oil. It's not a cream. So, you know, that's not a problem.
It seems to be more difficult if you're dealing with creams.
Creams, you get involved in, there's malach of memoreic, of smoothing, and those type of things. That's a different book.
And does sunblock, Shaila? Like, you just put on, like, a sunblock that's, like, even in a spray bottle.
So, yeah, so again, I don't think, you know, sunblock should be a problem unless you're, you know, a person lives in a place where he must be outside and there's danger. You know, the more it's necessary, the more it's problematic. You know, I'm protecting my health, but, you know, it's preventative.
Right, so let's say you're in a place where you can't walk to shul without sunblock. You're going to get burnt. You're in Florida, you know, and your black hat doesn't have a big enough brim to save your neck.
So get a white straw hat.
Yeah.
We have dental tape.
Yeah, it's us or yeah, it's my turn.
You know, off the top of my head, I would be concerned about it. I might have to think about it more. You know, you want to put it on not for refuah purposes. You want to rub oil on. Just lahanosai. Chazal did require you. So sochin is to anoint, and mamashoshin is like you rub it around the body. So you want to like you said, the massaging, it's like a massaging in the oils, etc.
Sochin is just pouring it on?
Sochin is to anoint. And the mishmush was like the rubbing it in.
What does anointing mean?
Pouring the oil on the body.
Pouring it on.
Yeah. Even if you spread it, that's still called sochin. Mishmush is more like rubbing it in as opposed to just spreading it around. So you got to do it ayirei shinu. The hainush of sochin, mamashis b'yachad, that you would do the sicha and the mishmush together. Now, I'm not sure exactly what the physical reality of this is. Well, your mashes b'kayach el brif and yadayim, and you can't massage hard. Okay, Mr. Barus of Cotton Hay, sochin mashushin, hainosh sochin b'shemen. You anoint, you put the oil on, and then the mashes b'yad al kol aguf lahano. Then you spread it over the whole body. Your mashes, you rub it in. Massage it in for pleasure purposes. Don't do it the weekday way. You didn't do the two together. You Over here, I guess the matzias would be you sort of put it on your hand and rub it in like that, as opposed to pouring on the body and then rubbing. If that was not normal fashion.
So how do we
on the hand would be mutter? I'm not sure exactly
what the matzias that he's telling you that you're allowed to do how it works.
So if you don't know what the regal method is and you want to do a shinoi on it, how does one do a shinoi when there's no basis?
If there's no standard way of doing it, then probably it's mutter.
Uh-huh.
I mean, in regards to this halacha, because this halacha, we'll see next. Let's see one more. Sivkot and Zion, B'kayach, the who of the Nuchal. Chazal asked massaging because it's a weekday type of an action. The rubbing hard on the body, he's saying, even without, Chazal asked this, is, it goes under the Isser of the Nuchal. We'll talk about that more later on, this issue of massaging, that there are some limitations on massaging. To the Rambam, mutter kol she'enu mechaven lo hovi'atzel ayirei zeh lidei zeh. You're allowed to rub as long as your intention is not to get to the point that the person will, part of the massage is to get the person to the point where he warms up to the point he starts sweating. So that's already asur. That's your intent. But up to that point, according to the Rambam, it's mutter.
Even if it's
mekoyach, as long as it's not to the purpose of getting lidei zeh. So which one of the issues, you know, exercising, a person's exercising, the goal is because he has a health issue, you come to the Isaiah, that would be a problem. You know, so that's your intent, that's what you want to accomplish, that's going to be awesome.
Isn't the derech here sachin mashmishin? He's saying shesachin b'shemen, and then you're doing it biyad. Sounds like the derech is first you pour it on, and then you're
mamashish b'yad. That was
pouring onto the goof.
Right. So the shina is you do it together, as opposed to doing one after the other. The standard way of doing it was first sicha and then mishmush. So instead of that, you're going to do sicha and mishmush together. That's the shina. He's saying.
But to do sachin onto the hand and then mimashrushin on the goof.
In other words, the sikha and the mishmash on the body are together, that's what's mutter. Let's hold this here, guys. Just get a little ready for the.